Well, you know, it's been about a 5-year process. Has to feel pretty good to finally have something you're going to be able to accomplish facilities-wise.
Yeah, I think that we did, with each referendum, we tried to listen to the community and make modifications in each one as it came about. And, you know, this one was totally different than the first two. So I'm just happy that the community supported it.
What happens from here?
So we'll develop a timeline with the Board of Ed. I mean, the official results won't be official till for 30 days. So the next board meeting will take action to approve the final tallies, and then we'll start working on a timeline. The first thing will be to get an architect and then talk to our bond people about how we want to structure the bonds, and then start the design phase. You know, have building committees and meet with our faculty and staff members and different committees on, you know, what types of things we want to take a look at. So,
with the earliest, it'd probably be next spring then, or a week.
I would hope that we would be maybe able to bid February, so then hopefully break ground next summer.
It's interesting that this all kind of started with science labs 5-6 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, so that was the. Yeah, so that's how it all started, because we knew we needed to do something with science labs, and we started talking about, you know, where should we put them? And then when we talked about putting them in Washington School, which has double-sized classrooms, you know, I said, well, if we decide to do that, then we're locking in the high school in Washington School forever. So they're like, well, maybe we ought to look at a little bigger picture than that, and then just kind of evolve from there. So
I think you were always clear that no matter what happened here, something needed to be done, so... It's a lot better to be able to do it at once instead of in a bunch of little
phases. Yeah, I mean,
phases.
If you go piecemeal, you know, it feels like it's cheaper at the time, but I think in the long run, you know, with the time that it takes and the disruption to the school day for the kids, and I think it's, you know, better to just have one big plan and have everything work together at the same time. But you know, this plan, it's unlike a new high school where, you know, the new high school would be built. It wouldn't bother anybody that we move there. I mean, this plan is still going to have to be in phases where, you know, we build the new high school addition, we move the Washington kids, or move the high school kids out of Washington over to that addition, then move the old Washington kids into the where the high school kids were, and then tear down old Washington and build on. So it is going to be phased.
Complicated.
So, yeah, so it's going to take a little longer than, you know, probably building a new school would be. But, you know, at the end of the day, we listened to the community with the Community Facility Advisory Committee and took their recommendations and developed a plan, and, you know, it passed.
Yeah. You got to feel pretty good about how flexible people, the board, administration was, because I know to this day you think the new high school plan was the best one, but at the same time they were able to get it done in a way that maybe hadn't been thought about as much a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at probably 15 to 20 different combinations of plans since the second new high school plan didn't pass. And, you know, different factions of the community have different beliefs on what they think is what's best for the school district. And it's not always the best plan that ends up passing in a referendum. And, you know, this is a good plan. It's a compromise plan. It addresses our needs at the high school along with some needs at the elementary school. When it's all said and done, we'll end up with one less elementary, which will make us, you know, a little bit more efficient as a district. And, you know, I think it'll do everything that we need it to do.